Hi, Billy, B-I-L-L-I-E, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, 4550. Date of birth, she was seen today, 10/27. Our patient is a 75-year-old woman, resides in a group home after recent hospitalization with exacerbation of COPD, breathing issues, a drop in O2 sat. Patient has a history of interstitial lung disease. She was told that the only thing to do for her, is a lung transplant, and she has declined the surgery, period. New paragraph, she's now on 5 liters of oxygen, uses her nebulizer all the time, and she's very short of breath, period. New paragraph, she has severe pain in her legs and her arms due to her neuropathy in the past. And she's refused most of her blood pressure medications, which doesn't help the blood pressure of 168 over 120 today, period. Her medical problems include blindness after a cataract surgery, history of allergic rhinitis, DJD, neuropathy, anxiety, history of hyperthyroidism, hypertension. She takes amlodipine for this, which she has been refusing. Chronic pain, which she takes Vicodin 10/3/25. Also a history of interstitial lung disease, recently placed on prednisone. The folks at the home have a blood pressure readings, and the fact that it's been quite elevated because she's quit taking her medication. She also has difficulty with sleeping at night time. Related to her pain, pedal edema, right-sided heart failure, unstable angina, COPD, pulmonary hypertension, constipation, gastroesophageal reflux, patient surgery includes cataract surgery, tonsils, hysterectomy, and appendectomy. Medications includes PRN cough medications, hydrocodone 10/3/25, PRN cough medication called Robafen, R-O-B-A-F-E-N. She also takes PEG 3350 with its polyethylene glycol for constipation. Lasix 40 milligram once a day, simethicone gels, amlodipine 10 milligram, BRIMONIDINE ophthalmic solution, Cepacol for sore throat, prednisone taper, which was started recently because of recent hospitalization, Flomax 0.4 milligram once a day. Methimazole, M-E-T-H-I-M-A-Z-O-L-E, 5 milligram once a day. Tylenol for pain. Albuterol along with ipratropium, I-P-R-A-T-R-O-P-I-U-M, bromide. Nitroglycerin on a PRN basis, singular 10 milligram a day, ambient 5 milligram a day for sleep, aspirin 81 milligram a day. She's refused her Seroquel, which is 100 milligram once a day. She refused her blood pressure medication recently, along with her Singulair, as well as her methimazole, period. She also took gabapentin, 100 milligram, 3 times a day for neuropathy pain. Amlodipine, 10 milligram a day. I think I said that. Seroquel, 100 milligram a day. Trazodone, 100 milligram a day. Lipitor, 40 milligram a day. Okay. Review of systems. Pain is her biggest complaint. Swelling in the lower extremity, weight loss, decreased appetite. She says she's very short of breath. Because of shortness of breath, she has become bowel and bladder incontinent, cannot get to the bathroom. Patient so two side is 95% on 4 liters in big letters, 110 pulse, blood pressure 168 over 120 because she's quit taking, she's stopped taking most of her medication. Social, she's from Houston, Texas. She's divorced. She has one child. Used to be office manager and a CPA years ago. Allergy none. Hospitalization recently took place that due to her exacerbation of COPD and interstitial cystitis, was sent home with prednisone taper. She also complains of right-sided facial swelling, which she believes is related to an infected tooth. Immunization, does not know whether or not she got her flu shot this year yet. An exam, heart positive, home positive 2, vitals as above, lungs, bronchi, rales, abdomen, soft neck, shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, there's lymphadenopathy right side of her face, most likely related to a dental caries, neurological non-focal, skin shows decreased turgor, or mucosa is dry. 75-year-old woman with interstitial lung disease, emphysema, COPD, O2 dependency, blind due to cataract surgery. Patient is on 5 liters of oxygen now. Recent hospitalization because of her respiratory failure. O2 side was 30% on admission. It's now 95 on room air with the help of steroids. Patient is not interested in lung transplant, period. She is not smoking or drinking alcohol at this time. She also has right-sided heart failure, angina, swelling of the lower extremity, decreased appetite, shortness of breath with at rest and with activity, bowel and bladder incontinence because she's too short of breath to get to the bathroom. Her sister wanted to be called regarding patient's condition. I called her sister at 281-460-7740, but no one has answered so far, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this woman with above-mentioned issues as well as psychological problems related to her, psychological problems and anxiety related to her we'll have hospice and palliative care to evaluate patient for possible admission. Thank you.